Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of our day. My website is the same, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out and using it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your business. You got 5 seconds to 15 minutes on any topic under the Small Business Sun. We got something there for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out my blog while you're there, too. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He's our good friend. Jeffrey, tell us how we can find you.
The easiest way is www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And if you're on Twitter,
Chief Home Office on Twitter. And then we also have a Chief Home Officer fan page over on Facebook. And haven't done much on Google Buzz yet, but we're going that way.
And, folks, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Okay, Jeff, you in the previous segment, you gave us a little report on Buzz and how it basically, the Google Buzz program is basically an aggregation platform. It's maybe has the potential to have its own. Maybe they're planning on having their own social media component. But the first thing that will attract people, as I understand it, is the aggregation of other tools.
Other tools and using their own tools internal, like Picasa and some of the others that will pull content together. Be able to launch your own pages through Google Buzz. I mean, there's a lot of different things going on. It's just getting started.
Okay, so one of the things that we held off on in the last segment that want to talk about now is security. Right. One of the things that I'm worried about, and I mean this, is we've got younger generations, your kids and my grandkids, I guess, maybe to some degree as they get older, who have very little regard for or concern for their privacy.
Right.
And it's like whoever I am, whatever I have, whatever anybody can know about me is okay for them to know about me.
Right.
And I think that's a dangerous attitude, Jeff. And you mentioned this earlier, you know, when we all get on Google and they all have all of our information, they know wherever we've been and all of our stuff. I mean, that's a scary scenario to me. What do you think?
You know what? I think that I jokingly say it, but I think it's completely true that to use a lot of these services, to use one platform like Gmail, as I use it exclusively because of its cloud computing, because of its links with Google Calendar and how it links and synchronizes with my BlackBerry and all those fundamentally simple and as they call elegant applications. You feel you have to give something up. Now they would tell you, as you say, you know, sort of a do no harm type philosophy.
Yeah.
But you know, I wrote an article for somebody recently, and allow me to sort of digress for a moment. I wrote an article for an attorney recently who's a divorce attorney, and he was speaking about how you should never disclose messages in text to somebody. Disclose, you know, whether it's negotiations, whether it's a text to your married and it's to your mistress or whatever, any details, because you never know how long that stuff stays out there. In fact, even after you hit delete, it stays out there on the phone, sir, on the phone company's records for at least up to about 30 days.
Right.
Ditto for Google. Just because you hit delete on something where you might have submitted your social security number or a driver's license number or a date of birth or all three in an email to your brother who's buying something for you or to a friend or to your attorney.
Or how about a proposal, a competitive proposal you're sending to an associate?
Absolutely.
And, somebody could get the information about that.
And you don't. You think because you've hit delete and you've asked them to hit delete that it's gone. You don't know that. And I don't believe, okay, I'll be naive and I'll say I don't believe there's anything nefarious going on.
Well,
to
be concerned presumes that we think we have something important enough for somebody to go to that much trouble. But it's not about what coming after us individually. It's the aggregate. It's when they go after 20 million names and yours is one of them.
Right.
But you're not concerned. You really have come to the attitude that you're not going to be concerned about that anymore.
As they, you know, say, I've had to come to Jesus with myself, and I've said, you know what, for the potential, which I think is extremely low, of something going awry here with vis-a-vis identity theft. And certainly I never take identity theft, you know, softly and take it lightly. But to, for the use of this, and I think we have to look at it that way, that we're that you give away potential little bits of information along the way with the hope that it's not going to end up in the wrong hands or used nefariously.
But there's two kinds of security. One of them is the personal information, the privacy issue. And the other is the security of your documents, the availability of your documents. And see, that's what makes me – that's one of the biggest things for me is if I put too many of my assets, which I consider all the electronic stuff I produce to be an asset, if I put too much of that in Google's cloud – and somehow something happens to Google, and we you know don't tell me nothing can happen to Google because that's not true. That makes me nervous. I don't like that kind of giving. I don't like transferring that kind of control to somebody else.
Well, I think it's two things. First,
even though I use cloud computing, I do use it judiciously, and I make a conscious decision. What do I do? What I do there?
Right, and I think there's two things going on there. One is the realization of the understanding that. That you're putting it out there and it could get lost. And so I don't do anything in the cloud that I don't eventually transfer over into a hard backup somewhere else. But also, if it is something that is proprietary, if it is something that is confidential, do you want it out there? Rarely do. I mean, a lot of my work is not that way.
Now, let me say one thing, Jeffrey, quickly. We're about to wrap up here, but they're on the horizon for almost for everybody very soon is going to be encryption capability. It's already we already have it, but it's just now ubiquitous around the world.
It's
but
coming along, and that'll be safe practice and something to talk about next time.
And that'll help solve some of these fears wanted.
Absolutely.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com, right?
That's the place.
Thanks for being here, Jeff. See you later.
Thanks, Jim.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.